You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Apollonia Poilan is a third-generation baker and head of the Poilan bakery chain. While she was encouraged by her father to explore the world and pursue her passions, it's in the bakehouse where she has always felt most at home, carrying on her family's tradition. Under her guidance since 2002, the eponymous company has grown steadily. There are now bakery locations across Paris and London, and the brand's staple, thick-crust sourdough bread, can be found in hundreds of French restaurants and hotels, and in more than 1,500 food outlets around the world. Today, Apollonia is here to share her story.
So, Poilan was started in 1932 by my grandfather, Pierre. And so he was a Normandy baker that traveled around France to start his baking career until he established himself in Paris in the quartier of Saint-Germain-des-Prés, which is left bank at that point, very much of an artist, artisan, craftsman, generally speaking's district that then post-World War II became a very intellectual neighborhood. My grandfather was on portion of a street where there were three bakers, and the way he distinguished himself from other bakers was by doing sourdough bread, which is a piece of dough from one batch which is transferred to another batch. I know you can buy sourdough off of a catalog nowadays, but back in the day that was how it was made, and when I refer to sourdough I really mean a piece of dough from one batch which serves as a starter for the following batch. So over 80 years we've developed a specific taste and flavor to our sourdough, which is very proprietary. But beyond that, I think the craftsmanship, the making of these big sourdough loaves, which can develop and boost these fantastic flavors using a wood-fired oven, the care that our bakers give to our loaves by hand-shaping them accounts for the difference between a generic loaf and a loaf of a specific bakery with a dedication to quality products. I'd have to say that I had an absolutely delicious upbringing. The bakery was my playground, was my sandbox, was where I learned a lot of basic skills, but also where I learned my craft. From a very young age, it was clear that I wanted to take over the business at some point. Of course, because this was the environment I grew in, but it was also because it was inviting. I learned how to bake bread as I grew older, but I also learned a lot of more business management skills from my father's, well, the conversation I used to have with my father, in fact, outside of the bakery at home, when he would come back home and talk about his work day with me. Oftentimes I would ask him because it was very interesting to me as a child, and I think he was quite proud of his craft. And so beyond sharing his love and passion for his business, he also was very communicative about what were the things that I should know to eventually take over the family business. So when I was 18, I was working at the family bakery in the bakehouse, getting my hands dirty every morning to shape loaves of bread. A couple of months later, I took over the family business because my parents passed accidentally. I went from one day to the next from bakehouse to my father's office. I may not have had the experience, but I definitely had some solid business education from my father. And I think nowadays I have a balance in my day between, and my week actually, between day-to-day operations work, because we are a family and rather small-sized business. I have some more strategic work to run the business and make sure that I can hand it over to a fourth generation. But one of my favorite things is when I get to the bakery in the morning, checking on the night's production. I get a sample of a loaf of each baker's work to really get a sense and feel of what was the production that night, but also on weekends working in the bakehouse and perfecting my baking skills. To date, we have 4 bakeries in Paris and 2 in London. We develop a retailers network around Paris, but we have 4 physical bakeries in which we bake on premises so that we can fit as closely as possible to our clients' demands. So there really is an interaction between the sales team and the baking team. The sales team making their bets on how much you're going to sell, and therefore asking the bakers to create a new batch of bread that will take 6 hours effectively to bake. So when I took over the family business in 2002, a few friends of my parents, in one way or shape or form, or words or others, all said, "What is your goal? Where do you want to take your company to?" And I think those were words that resonated a lot, because I think that having a look a few steps ahead has been one of the really good advices that I've received to make sure that when you're stuck into any day-to-day problem, or when you are focusing on something, you don't forget the bigger picture. Our business is not about huge and drastic growth. It's more about a continuum of feeding our sourdough to create larger and larger batches of bread. And I'm using this image as a metaphor to say that we're not about double-digit growth. We're more about slower but steadier growth. My goal is to grow and not expand. And the word expansion here meaning more about like out-of-control growth. I've been running my family's business since 2002, and I have developed new products, I have developed new locations, I've been working with new men and women that have entered the business thanks to the apprenticeship of the older generations, and I think that's super exciting. So when you come into one of our bakeries, the first thing, if not in the bakery, or if you haven't smelled it as you were coming in, you should smell the warmth of the oven and warm bread, pastries, biscuits surrounding you. We have absolutely no need for any devices other than our products to flavor our stores. And what I want my clients to feel and experience is the wholesomeness of our products, the simplicity and yet sophistication of time-proofed gestures to create the same quality products, regardless of the season and the weather that day, because those are two ingredients that from one day to the next will change the outcome of a product if we didn't pay attention. So I want our clients to experience that craftsmanship. I want them to enjoy something that's simple and yet quite essential. We do breads, biscuits, and what I call pâtisserie boulangères, which I can translate maybe as baker's pastries. So it's kind of, it's an in-house term to say pastries that are baked in our wood-fired brick oven. And that's important because that also limits the array of our products. We're not into something too sophisticated, because that's just not our know-how. We would rather spend time perfecting the quality of our wheat blends or shaping of our loaves.
Thanks very much to Apollonia Poilin for coming in and sharing her story. This show was produced by Daniel Bache and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.